Good afternoon and welcome to the history of the King Arthur and knights. In this podcast, we are going to tell about who is King Arthur, why he is remembered today, and what can be learned about his history. In this day, we are going to present the history of the King Arthur.
King Arthur is a legendary figure in European literature, considered an ideal king and leader of the kings of the Round Table, although historically he was more likely based on a 6th century Romano-British chieftain or military leader who fought against Saxon invaders, as early sources suggest. He was never king in the medieval sense, but a folk hero whose exploits were manifest over the countries, adding magical and chivalric elements such as Merlin, Excalibur and Camelot.
What were the origins of the king?
The earliest reference to a victorious leader against the Saxon appear in texts from the 6th and 8th centuries.
How did society evolve during the Middle Ages?
From the 12th century onward, authors like Chrétien de Troyes popularized the figure of the King Arthur in French romance, adding Merlin, Guinevere, Lancelot, and the quest from the Holy Grail.
His histories include his father, Arthur Pendragon, his mother, Igraine, his wife, Guinevere, his half-brother, Mordred, and his nemesis, and the wizard, Merlin.
What is the legacy of this legend?
The Arthurian legend became an ideal of chivalry and leadership, centered on justice and the protection of Britain against invaders, with Camelot as his ideal sea card. In summary, King Arthur is a mythical figure whose myth evolved from a real leader of the 6th century, transforming into the iconic king of medieval literature. Goodbye, and thank you for listening to us.